This is Valentine in the Morning.
104.3 MyFam. It's Valentine in the Morning. Got some big breaking news here about Adele.
She just posted 2 minutes ago on Instagram. And the caption is, "Easy on me, October 15th. And then she posted this little video clip, and all you hear is just a little bit of piano.
Uh-huh.
It's a slower song.
Okay.
But that's all we know. Easy on me, October 15th.
So we think that's the title of the song?
I'm thinking.
Because all her albums have been numbers, right?
Right. It's supposed to be called 30.
Okay. October 15th?
Yeah. 10 days.
10 days away. That's good news. Good news.
And also, too,
okay,
talking about the blue and the green text.
Uh-huh.
I have an apology to make.
You sure do.
Jennifer Garner, because this photo that she posted, the screenshot.
Jennifer Garner, yeah.
Her texts are green.
Uh-huh. So she's a Droid user.
It wasn't this other person.
So
it was Jennifer Garner.
No.
Yes. Right. She has green texts.
Right.
So Jennifer Garner, and to all green text users out there, I am so sorry.
Okay. Wow. All right. You know, no, that's BS. And I'm sorry, we have to play a song here and do the battle of sexes. You're only apologizing now because the celebrity is the Android user. Right, exactly, right. You didn't care anything about this poor person who got the picture, the accidental text from Jennifer Garner.
Right.
You're like, oh, it's the famous person who has the Android.
I love her.
Oh,
it's okay,
I'll apologize now.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out.
It's Valentine in the Morning.
You are perfect.
7:10, it's Valentine in the Morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Coming up later on this hour, what was your first ever concert? Text in at 31043. Your first ever concert. Valerie, I'm going to play something from your first ever concert. You ready?
I'm ready.
The first concert Valerie Hernandez ever went to see was...
It's tearing up my heart when I'm...
Backstreet Boys.
What?
Just a joke, just a joke, just a joke. Little joke. Little joke. Calm down in the anti-Android lady. Green texting you, that's all. That's all.
That's a good first concert.
NSYNC.
I was like 4 or 5, no strings attached.
Wow.
No strings attached. What an album.
Great.
What
album.
An album. Does that have like the, didn't they do Sailing or something for Christopher Cross?
That what? Was earlier, I believe. I
that's
don't know
before No Strings Attached?
Let me look. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a good song.
That was
song.
A good
that
version.
One. Right, yeah, yeah. That was good. All right, John Camucci, your first ever concert was
another aeroplane, another sunny place.
So good.
Look at you, you stud.
Come on.
Michael Bublé.
Oh, you guys had some
smooth.
Good first concerts.
Let me go home.
Totally smooth. And ladies, that's how John is.
Just too far.
Butter.
From where you
BTS got the idea from him.
Butter.
So your first ever concert, text in at 31043. We'll get mine, we'll get Jill's, we'll get Brian's, get yours. 31043. But right now, it is the battle of the sexes. Representing the men. His name is Doug. He lives in Arleta. He works as a private security officer, enjoys coaching Little League. Dougie, what's up, buddy?
Woo! What's up? Good morning. Let's
morning.
Do this.
Representing the ladies, her name is Kelly. She's from Costa Mesa. She works for Orange County Department of Education and enjoys bike riding. Let's hear it for Kelly.
Kelly, what's going on, Kelly? How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Well, here's how it works, Kelly. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Doug, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied at the end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Kelly, your question. Clarice Starling is searching for Buffalo Bill. In what horror movie?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah. What did I learn? Yeah.
Buddy.
That's right.
Doug, The Heart of the Ocean is featured in what film?
Titanic.
That's right.
What?
Was that your Buffalo Bill impression?
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to say what he said, though, because I kind of found it offensive.
Yeah.
What he says when she comes to the door and he goes, oh, yeah. What did I learn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
know.
Could do the, it puts the lotion in the basket.
Weirdo.
Puts the lotion in the basket.
I don't remember that part.
Oh, it's classic.
How's it go?
It puts the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose.
What is happening
no one
right
remembers
now?
That? Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, you're getting so into it. I'm,
oh, my God.
Listen, I'm sorry, Doug, Kelly. I apologize for that. I don't know what's going on around here. All right, let's continue on. Current score is 1-1. A 14-year-old boy, Billy Batson, says what word to transform into an adult superhero?
Shazam. What? I have no idea.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
The word is...
Shut up.
Shazam.
Okay. Great guess.
Puts the Shazam in the basket.
Doug, what is the name of the villain in the movie Aladdin?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's Jafar.
All right, current score 2-1. Ladies, you can win right here. Which member of the Simpsons family, plays the saxophone?
Lisa.
What type of saxophone? Alto, tenor, baritone, soprano?
Baritone.
You don't know if that's true or not.
Kelly, congratulations. You're getting a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Download it as a PDF, print it, and hang it on your wall with pride.
I'm so excited.
You've also won a pair of tickets to see
Luke Bryan
at Five Point Amphitheater October 14th. Tickets for all three of his SoCal shows are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Congrats.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's our anniversary this month, our 30th anniversary, and we have tons of trips planned, and this is just going to be the icing on the cake.
Look at you.
What anniversary number are we looking at here?
30.
Good for you. That's amazing. Any advice for those of us out there that are less than 30 years? What would you say?
You know what? Just respect each other, communicate, and just always say you're sorry.
Right. And put the lotion in the basket!
So excited.
Doug, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Congratulations. Well-deserved, and congratulations on 30 years. I'm pushing 10 here, so...
That's great.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, good job.
23 right here. I'm pushing it too.
Ladies, they always take it.
No, men have been doing kind of a horrible action. Never mind, you're right. But ladies always do it. Tony Jordan, standby the morning traffic. Then we do have $9,400 coming up 7:25 this morning. Tony, what's going on?
Well, we've got problems in South LA this time on the northbound side.
It's Valentine in the morning. Three things you need to know right now.
7:22, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. The money's coming up, $9,400 here at 7:25. Hang out for that. Yesterday, workers in the TV and film industry voted to authorize a nationwide strike. That could shut down numerous productions. The union representing these workers is pushing for adequate rest breaks, better wages, and a share in the earnings from streaming projects. If negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers fail, around 52,000 workers plan to strike. That is a very, very large number. Someone from here in California. Oh, darn it. I skipped down to the end. I read ahead. It's the worst feeling in the world. I'll just leave it at that. Someone from here in California is waking up nearly $700 million dollars richer.
No.
After being the only person to correctly pick all five numbers, the Powerball number as well, they're claiming the seventh largest lottery prize in history. That winning ticket was sold at an Albertsons. I shop at Albertsons.
You're here, so I don't think it's you.
Maybe I haven't claimed it yet. Mm-hmm. But I don't shop at Albertsons in Morro Bay along the Central Coast.
Darn it.
And Albertsons in Morro Bay along the Central Coast is where the winning ticket was sold. You know the worst part about that is, like, somebody else purchased a ticket there and they didn't win.
Yeah.
They're like, what are the odds, man? Yeah. I wake up this morning, it's my Albertsons in Morro Bay in the Central Coast, and I didn't win it. This guy won it or whatever.
And they may have missed it by minutes.
I know, right?
It's rough.
And was it a quick pick or was it like the numbers that they play all the time? Who knows?
Yeah.
We won't hear about this person until 4 or 5 months down the road because they're speaking to an attorney this morning. They're speaking to a tax specialist. I hope they are. So much money. Congratulations to somebody from Morro Bay, which is one of the prettiest areas and has some of the nicest people I've ever met.
You've always called yourself the lost son of Morro Bay.
I am. I'm a lost son of Morro Bay. It's a place that, and the people, honestly, the people there are so, and they're not listening. What's That Noise coming up next? I don't want to be alone
tonight. It's Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM, it's Valentine in the morning. I was just talking to John Camucci, our new guy here. And I was telling Camucci, if I had won the lottery, I actually had the dream on the way in this morning, too. It's weird. You'll find out I daydream a lot.
I was going to ask about that.
He does. And they're very detailed, very elaborate dreams.
Yeah. I mean, if there ever comes a time where you can record what goes on in your mind, I'm going to be a rock star.
They say that's good for the creative mind, though.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm daydreaming on the way in, like I win the lottery and stuff. And let's say after taxes, everything else, you got like $256 million in your bank account or something like, right? I would give a lot away. I would give the charity all the time. And I'd go in the charities and I'd find little known charities and make their day and stuff. And make sure they're legit too. I don't want to just hand $100,000 to somebody and find out it goes into someone else's pocket.
Right.
So I have a team of people kind of inspect the charities to give to. But that would kind of be my job, just to give away $100,000 at a time to all these charities or something.
I think I'd find the trouble with deciding which ones. Like you said, I think hiring a team would help because so many people need it. You know what I mean? It's hard to decide where
if
it would
go.
If
someone get a big, large sum, some might be the $100,000 or whatever. Someone get $1 million, depending on the charity. And I thought, would I do that anonymously? Because that's really the way to do it. You know, you're not out for the fame and glory and stuff like that. But somewhere around the 170-134 split, I decided no, I would take credit.
you would? Know?
The Valentine Family Trust has donated to this lovely charity. And this room shall be known as the Valentine Room. And this building shall be known as the Valentine Building. And everybody's child born to the people that work here shall be known as the Valentine. Yeah. So I didn't win, though. So sorry, charities. You're not getting any money. 728, it's 104.3 MyFM. We do have a lot of people lined up here. You can text in at 31043 as well to tell us about the first concert you ever went to.
It's a memorable time. Mine was Oingo Boingo.
Aren't you related to them or something?
Well, my mom went to school with John Avila, who was the bassist in Oingo Boingo.
Is he still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was struck by lightning,
walking down the street. Growing up.
Wow.
He was always Uncle John. And so they took me to an Oingo Boingo concert, and there's a picture of me backstage with Danny Elfman at the Greek.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And I was little.
That's
maybe like four around there. But yeah, I remember it vividly. Like I had these vivid memories of being
Danny
there.
Elfman do the Jack Skellington thing or something?
Yeah. Oh, he's huge. Okay. Yeah.
Good morning, Maddie. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. First concert. Who'd you go see?
I went to Taylor Swift's Reputation tour.
Oh, one of my biggest regrets in life is not going to the Reputation tour. I wish I did. Was it an amazing show?
Yeah, it was awesome.
What a great first concert.
Yeah.
Did you love it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh my gosh. How old are you?
18.
Oh, okay. You sounded young, so I didn't know if you're on your way to school or not this morning.
I'm waiting to go.
Are you a senior in school?
Yes.
How's your senior year so far?
It's good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
What's your high school? Give me a shout.
My high school?
Yeah.
Chapel Valley High School in Mission Viejo.
All right.
Maddie, have you been to other concerts since that Taylor Swift one?
I've been to two BTS concerts since then.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
So you're really hitting all the top tier concerts.
Yeah.
I was worried concerts wouldn't match up after seeing something as magical as like that Reputation tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rough.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bye. We got to do What's a Noise, but I want to get one more person. Hey, Karina. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Fine. Thank you. Good morning.
First concert. Who'd you go see?
I went to see Menudo.
Oh!
Back in the 80s, 82, I was 12 years old. I took my 10-year-old sister, and we went to see Menudo.
Awesome.
Thank God there was no Facebook or Instagram back then. So.
What does that mean?
What
does that mean? Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Well,
did you go backstage? What happened? You
know, we ran. They left the baseball stadium where they played in our rinky dinky town in Mexico, and then they went to their hotel, and then we ran to the hotel.
Wait a minute.
Girls. Ran into the parking lot. And then the hotel had to call the police.
Oh, my gosh. What town was this? What town in Mexico?
It's called Tepic, T-E-P-I-C. It's in between Guadalajara, Puerto Vallarta, and Mazatlan. So it's around all these famous places, but in and of itself, it's not very well known. But
Did you get a glimpse of the guys at the hotel at all?
Yeah, they did, actually. We were making such a commotion that they just went out and then they just waved at us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was.
How old were you again? How old when you went to the show?
I was 12.
Oh, my gosh. You were screaming, going crazy, going nuts for these guys.
Yes.
What a sweet memory. That's really nice.
So now my daughters tease me and they will put on YouTube, they'll put Súbete a mi moto. And I'm like, oh, stop it.
That's very funny. Yes. Well, Karina, thanks for calling. You have a great day. Appreciate
it. Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
104.3 MyFM. Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
All right, let's play. We have $9,400 up for grabs. We're going to play you a noise that we created, and you take a guess. Tell us what you think that noise is, and you can win all that money. Here's the noise. What's that noise? Call us 866-544-MYFM.
Hey, yo. More music. It's Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning on 104.3 MyFM.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. The weather today, partly cloudy, a little bit cooler. Temps in the 70s to low 80s, 68 in Downey, 67 in Long Beach. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
With Instagram and Facebook down yesterday, Britney Spears went to Twitter to address her supporters and thank her fans. I'll tell you what she said coming up at 7:50.
All those influencers yesterday couldn't sell their products. They couldn't get you to swipe up. They couldn't get you to click.
And I knew it was down and I kept going and going and checking.
To see when it was back up, right.
Yes, it's awful.
It was hilarious how we just couldn't survive. I started going back to the Line app.
Oh, no.
I got on my Korean Kakao. I was on that one.
Did
just
you?
To have some kind of social interaction. It was crazy.
104.3 MyFM. Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
Hi, Kelly. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. So listen, $9,400.
It's like I want to get it, but I want to be wrong so it goes up again.
Oh,
that's nice
you
of you.
Are sweet. Forget the sweetness. Get the money and run, lady. Hey, listen,
nice win,
why don't we let John Camucci kind of run your game round? He's our new person, John. Do you like him?
Hey, new guy. Yes, hey. We do.
Kelly, you can trust me. I got you, all right?
Oh, it'd be nice.
All right, Kelly, let's go. So we're going to play you a noise. There's going to be 10 seconds on the clock, and you got to tell us what you think it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, Kelly, here comes the noise. 10 seconds on the clock. Kelly, what's that noise?
I think it's a stamp, like when you rubber stamp a document.
Kelly,
it went up. Yay!
You got a part of what you wanted there.
I mean, like, what a sweet person you are. It went up. Another $100 in the jackpot. Woo!
It kind of doesn't suck to lose.
Yeah, it helps a little bit. It takes the sting away. Just a tad.
God, you guys have such a positive attitude. I would not be having that attitude. If I didn't win $9,400, oh my gosh. Well, listen, you take care. Thanks for calling in. Play again next hour. Keep trying, okay?
Of course.
All right, thank you. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
What a sweet person.
So sweet.
$9,500 now at 8:25 this morning. We're talking about the first concert we ever went to see. So mine was a little bit further back than yours.
Okay.
Obviously, mine was not in sync from the No Strings Attached tour. Mm-hmm. Mine goes back a bit further. Mine was at the United States Coast Guard Academy, one of the very well-known venues for concerts in our country.
Mm. Is it really?
No.
Oh.
In their basketball auditorium. No. At the United States Coast Guard Academy in London, Connecticut, I saw, and the first one to name it wins a prize, this band.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
No!
It sounds like Bruce Springsteen.
I think this might have been on the Eddie and the Cruiser soundtrack, too.
I don't know this.
Anybody!
It's on the screen in front of me. I can't say.
Oh, you can see it? Okay. On the dark side, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Oh.
We all went with like little Beaver caps.
Really?
No.
How old were you?
I don't know. Probably like 15, 16, something like that.
Fun.
Probably. I was a young kid. My sisters took me.
Yeah.
And then they left me in the corner while they flirted with guys from the Coast Guard Academy. Fun. All right, 743-866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043. Jay, good morning. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing all right. So your first concert, who did you go see?
I was about 10 years old, and it was at the Imperial County Fairgrounds. And our family went to go take us to see the Ninja Turtles and Vanilla Ice perform. So
Vanilla Ice.
And the Turtles.
Yeah. Wait, the Ninja Turtles went on tour?
It was some kind of like, it was when the movies first all came out.
Yeah?
The first Ninja Turtle movies, and they all got on stage, and they were dancing and doing their shell backspins or whatever. And then
no
all of a sudden,
way!
Yeah, awesome. we all had our little Ninja Turtle masks on and everything.
Look at
and,
you!
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Vanilla Ice came out, and he started singing the song, that Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Yeah.
Go
Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
That is awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah.
See, your little mask on. I had my Beaver Brown hat on. Yeah, you know, it's cool. We're all cool.
Yeah. About a couple months later, my grandma actually made a homemade Christmas ornament with all our little Ninja Turtle, you know, masks on that we had on from the fair and everything. So it was pretty crazy.
Dude, what a great memory. That's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're just as cool as me. Take care.
You too, bud.
Thanks, man. 866-544-MYFM, text in 31043. Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, this is Stay.
Valentine in the morning.
745, Valentine in the morning, it's 104.3 MYFM. $9,500, do not forget, that's coming your way at 825. If you want to hear the noise over and over, you can. 1043myfm.com/noise. Tell us what it is at 825. Win the jackpot.
1043myfm.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
Oprah has some really good thoughts about friendship and happiness. I'll tell you what she said right after traffic.
Visit the new West Covina Grocery Outlet at 15.
Good morning.
It's Valentine in the morning.
1043myfm.
Hollywood headlines. Yeah.
Britney Spears thanked her fans yesterday and those behind the Free Britney movement. She is no longer under the conservatorship of her father. And with Instagram and Facebook down yesterday, Britney Spears went to Twitter to address her supporters. And she said, Free Britney movement, I have no words because of you guys and your constant resilience and freeing me from my conservatorship.
Wow.
My life is now in that direction. And she said that she cried the other night for 2 hours. She said, because my fans are the best. And I know it.
Oh, wow.
And Oprah says she only has 3 close friends. She says Gail King, Maria Shriver, and Bob Green. That is her personal trainer. And they met at a spa years ago. But Gail and Maria, she's known for 42 years. And Oprah says, I never really expanded that circle until recently. I'd become friends with a couple of people in my later adult life in the past 5 years. But she says, surround yourself with someone who is as happy for your happiness as you are for your happiness. You need friends that are happy in their own lives so that they can actually be authentically happy for you. I love that. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
Is Stedman still in her life? Did I miss something?
Stedman is still in her life.
She didn't mention him?
Ooh. Oh, no. No, she didn't. At least not that I know of in this interview.
Huh. All right.
But that's like a different relationship, I'm assuming.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. Maybe so. Bob Green should mention, you know.
Putting that in a totally different category.
Exactly. Team Oprah, look at you. My first concert was Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. It's for my 12th birthday. My aunt and uncle and cousin took me. It was my first concert. That's how I fell in love with country music. Rachel in Simi Valley.
A great show.
My 3-month-old daughter went to Foreigner. She's now 13. She's a onesie signed by the band. I noticed, they noticed her in the audience bouncing up and down. We're close enough to the stage. They saw her and they got down with her and signed her shirt. My mom and aunt took my sister and I to see NSYNC. We were 2 and 3 years old. Actually ended up going backstage. I forgot about this. My high school won a contest in 1995. Got a free concert from Immature, Brandy, and Coolio.
Oh, my gosh.
That's technically my first concert.
Oh, how fun.
I'm dating myself. My first concert ever was Spandau Ballet. I was 15. Tracy and Adam.
I love this song.
Do you know this? Yeah.
Yes.
I know this much is true.
Much is true.
Bum, 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 bum. I think this is the background of PM Dawn instead of Drift of Memory Bliss, too, if you know that. You don't. Let's see. My mom took my sister and I to a Rod Stewart concert. We were super young, but our first concert ever was New Kids on the Block with Tiffany as the opener.
It's up.
Oh. That was probably a great concert. Tiffany could have been. You know that song?
I don't know that one.
John, I'm not even going to ask you at all. No, you're definitely. 27. There's no way you know it. I mean, come on.
Establish that.
Battle of Sex is coming up. 866-544-MYFM. All these songs are like new to John right now. Yeah.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
Thumbs up, everybody!
All right.
We're rocking and roll!
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Really.